drawing cartoons is a solitary business, but Dan Peraro has found some interesting ways to overcome that. Peraro, whose Bizarro comic is published in more than 200 newspapers, including the Press Democrat and the Chronicle, has found a way to turn his two-dimensional drawings into a full-fledged live performance.
Basically, the show is anything that I think would be fun to do in front of strangers and maybe would make someone laugh. You know, it's kind of like a variety show that a 13-year-old kid with a pretty lucrative paper out might put on in their garage. I have songs that I've written, and I sing and perform them. I have little puppet routines. I have some costumes and characters and optical illusions, videos and animations. I show slides of my work, you know, tell some backstories about various cartoons and different things. It's a multimedia variety show with just me.
Peraro's grateful that his newspaper readership has spared him paying the kind of dues that other stand-up comics have to endure. And he says his onstage experience has confirmed for him that the pen is mightier than the microphone.
I think actually it is. I can rile up hundreds of thousands or millions of people with my pen, and with the microphone it takes quite a bit more effort. There's a lot of travel involved, and there's only a room full of people at a time.
It was just over 21 years ago that the Bizarro strip was first picked up for syndication by Chronicle Features in San Francisco. But despite the surreal aspects of his creations, Peraro says he never considered what he does to be an underground comic.
The underground stuff is primarily for, I think, more, I don't know, what would you say, more self-motivated sort of people. Because you sort of have to go out and sell those things yourself and get your career rolling. And I was never good enough at business or sales and never really motivated enough to do that. I was the sort of guy who sat at home and drew cartoons, and most I was willing to do was send them off in the mail and hope that somebody liked them.
On Saturday afternoon, Peraro will answer questions and sign books at the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, the first time he's done a public appearance there. But he says they didn't have to ask him twice.
Well, I never pass up a chance to talk with readers face-to-face, because that's the loneliest, the worst thing about being a cartoonist is the separation that you have from your fans. You draw a cartoon, you lick a stamp, you send it off, and 6 weeks later, somebody 5,000 miles away chuckles at it over the breakfast table. And there's just so much distance between what you're doing and the people you're doing it for that, you know, I really enjoy the one-on-one, face-to-face interaction.
Careful readers may have noticed that in recent years, Peraro has slipped in occasional cartoons that reflect his views on animal rights. It's a change in viewpoint that surprised him, too.
If someone had told me 5 years ago that I was going to be an animal rights activist and a vegan, I would have laughed in their face. Back then, I thought that animal rights activists were hippies with too much spare time. And I was completely wrong. It's an authentic movement of people who give a damn.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.